I feel stuck and can't snap out of it. You wake up, you make coffee, you answer the texts, you go through the day. And somewhere around 4 p.m., you realize you can't remember anything that happened, and nothing feels like it mattered. You've been like this for weeks, maybe months, maybe longer than that. And every time you try to make yourself care, the trying just makes you more tired. Feeling stuck and unable to snap out of it is usually not a discipline problem. It's a brain problem. When dopamine and serotonin systems are running low, motivation stops responding to willpower. You can't fix this with a productivity app or a stricter schedule. The fix is treating the chemistry first so the willpower has something to work with. Stuck is a clinical state, not a character flaw. The American Psychological Association lists anhedonia, the loss of interest or pleasure in things that used to feel good, as one of the two core symptoms of major depressive disorder. The other is persistent low mood. You don't need both. Either one, lasting more than 2 weeks, qualifies as clinically meaningful. What that means in practice? The thing you keep telling yourself, if I just had more discipline, I could fix this, is wrong. Not because you don't have discipline, because discipline runs on dopamine, and your dopamine isn't firing. This isn't a moral judgment, it's chemistry. The fix isn't trying harder. The fix is fixing what's making the engine sputter. The snap out of it loop. Every morning you decide today is the day. You make the list, you get out of bed early-ish, you put on the clothes, you start the task. Then around 11 a.m., the engine stalls. You scroll for an hour, hating yourself for scrolling. You start something else, abandon it. By 2 p.m., you're back in the chair, telling yourself you'll start fresh tomorrow. The next morning, the loop repeats. This is not laziness. This is your prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that handles motivation and follow-through, running on low fuel. When the fuel comes back, the follow-through comes back. Until then, you're trying to drive uphill on fumes. What's actually happening upstream? Stuckness has predictable upstream causes, the most common ones we see in clinic. Sleep architecture has broken. You sleep, but you don't recover.
Cortisol is running high all day. Your stress hormone is in survival mode 16 hours straight. Dopamine receptors are downregulated from chronic stress, screens, or both. Inflammation is up. Recent research from Johns Hopkins links inflammation to depression symptoms in a meaningful subset of patients. A medication you're already on stopped working or never quite worked. Trauma you'd written off is quietly running in the background. You don't need to know which one is yours before you call someone. That's our job to sort out. The trick that doesn't work. Friends will tell you to journal more, read self-help books, try cold plunges, cut sugar, take walks, find your purpose. Some of those help on the margins. None of them fix clinical stuckness. People who could be fixed by a journal and a walk fixed it years ago. If you're still stuck after trying the standard advice is not your answer. You need a different lever. The lever is medical. What movement looks like once the chemistry shifts? Patients who get the right treatment describe the change like this. I noticed I wanted to do something, just one small thing, and then I did it.
And then I noticed I wanted to do another one. That's the floor coming back. That's dopamine firing again. The desire isn't the result of discipline. The discipline is the result of the desire. You're not waiting for motivation to magically appear. You're waiting for the brain system that produces motivation to come back online. Once it does, the willpower you've been white-knuckling becomes the willpower you actually own. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we treat stuckness like the medical state it usually is. Counseling that doesn't waste your time. Our clinicians use cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy. Both teach you to interrupt the loop with willpower being the entire battle. We add behavioral activation when motivation has been low for a long time. It works. Medication management with a real human watching. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram are first line. Bupropion is often a good fit when fatigue and motivation are the dominant complaints, because it works on dopamine and norepinephrine instead of serotonin. We adjust based on how you respond. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either.
TMS therapy for the cases where medication and therapy haven't moved you off the floor. TMS uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the part of your brain that handles motivation, the dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex. It's FDA-cleared, drug-free, and runs 5 days a week for about 4 weeks, plus a 2-week taper. Patients with chronic stuckness often see the biggest jumps because the brain has been quiet for so long. Frequently asked questions: how do I know if I'm depressed or just lazy? Lazy is a state you can choose your way out of with rest, food, and a goal. Depression is a state where rest, food, and goals don't reach the lever. If you've tried the basics and you're still stuck, depression is the more honest word. How long until I feel different? It depends on the path. Therapy starts giving you tools in the first session, with bigger shifts in 8 to 12 weeks. SSRIs typically start working in 4 to 6 weeks. TMS courses run 6 weeks, with most patients feeling a real shift by week 3. Faster than you think, given how long you've been carrying this. Can I do this without medication? Sometimes yes. We always look at therapy plus lifestyle interventions first when the symptoms are mild to moderate. When stuckness is deeper, medication or TMS often lifts the floor enough for therapy to actually work. You can stop trying to outwill it. You've already tried trying. It hasn't worked. That's not failure. That's data. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll talk about what you've tried, what's still stuck, and which lever fits your specific brain. One call, real answers. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.